Thank you for tuning into episode 6, where LetItTrade.com explains the difference between market capitalization and the float. Market capitalization and float are two different metrics used to evaluate stocks. While both of these metrics are related to a company's stock price and its value in the stock market, they represent different aspects of the company's ownership structure and trading dynamics. Market capitalization represents the total value of a company's equity, or ownership, as reflected by the price of its stock. It is calculated by multiplying the current market price of a company's stock by the total number of outstanding shares of that stock. Market capitalization takes into account all shares, including those held by insiders, such as company executives and large shareholders. For example, if a company has 100 million shares outstanding and the current market price of its stock is $50 per share, its market capitalization would be $5 billion. 100 million shares x $50 per share equals $5 billion. On the other hand, float refers to the number of shares of a company's stock that are available for trading on the open market. The float is calculated by subtracting the number of shares that are held by insiders from the total number of outstanding shares. The float represents the shares that are available for trading by the general public and excludes shares held by insiders, such as company executives and large shareholders. For example, if a company has 100 million shares outstanding and 20 million of those shares are held by insiders, the float would be 80 million shares. 100 million shares, 20 million insider-held shares equals 80 million shares. The main difference between market capitalization and float is that market capitalization reflects the total value of a company's equity, while float represents the number of shares available for trading by the general public. Market capitalization takes into account all outstanding shares, including those held by insiders, while float excludes shares held by insiders. Investors may use both market capitalization and float to evaluate a company's stock, as these metrics can provide different insights into the company's trading dynamics and ownership structure. For example, a company with a large market capitalization and a small float may be more susceptible to price swings, while a company with a smaller market capitalization and a large float may be more stable and less prone to price fluctuations. We hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching and don't forget to visit LetItTrade.com for more information.